Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is advised.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline starts now.
Here we go. It is Steve-O tonight on Loveline. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Yeah, dude, I'm doing great.
Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Just back from a triumphant filming engagement.
Yeah, and I'm allowed to brag about it, too, now.
Okay, let's talk about it.
It's called Jackass Number 2.
Yeah, and it smokes Jackass Number 1?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you talk about what we're going to say?
No, I can't really say a lot.
I know you came back injured.
Yeah, I had a back injury. That's not even going to make the damn movie.
Oh.
that one, yeah, it sucks because when you get hurt the worst, the footage tends to be the least impressive.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of the time. And so, yeah, I had this horrible back injury, and I was out for weeks. I was peeing into a bottle on my bed because I couldn't get off my bed. You know, we thought I might have even fractured my back.
Oh, it's awful.
It was like a week or two after it happened that I went to a back specialist, and he said, I think you fractured your back.
Oh, you do have a fracture, huh?
They
do
a bulk, but yeah. Then it turned out that was a false alarm, so. I'm almost all the way back, now I'm ready to go to India on Sunday.
Can you talk about what you're going to do there?
I really shouldn't, okay. But I did hear about a straight jacket and joining unicycle over a beam over hot coals. I mean, who knows, man? Maybe that won't make the movie.
And you just shared with me via email a episode where you were smoking on an airplane.
Yeah.
Is that going to be a part of something, or is that for private use?
It's not. It's just, I thought it would be funny, because every time you're on an airplane, you hear about how it's a federal offense to tamper with the smoke detector in the lavatory. So I figured, all right, well, if I don't even go in the lavatory, then it's not a federal offense if I just tamper with a cigarette in my seat. So I felt all, justified and
self-righteous.
Yeah.
He announced that he's going on the plane.
And drunk.
You were so loaded. Your eyes were you were rolling it back in your head as you tried to talk to the flight attendant.
Yeah, it was really hard to edit that footage in a way. I mean, I was just a plain jerk.
You cut out the part where you were interacting with that flight staff.
Yeah.
I can imagine what that was like. How about the surrounding clients, the other flyers?
It was a plane full of howling spring breakers. It happened 3 years ago, and only now is has the Federal Aviation Association really tracked me down and slapped me with the $25,000 fine. So that's
the full extent of the law, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess barring tobacco-related illness, that's about the most expensive cigarette there is. Speaking of tobacco-related illness, you're doing this show for your Discovery show.
Yes, yes.
And
we ended up not using, they not letting me use anybody. I ended up they found just some guy who I treated for nicotine dependency.
Oh, yeah, wow, yeah. Boring. Yeah. You saw the email I sent,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did.
I said, as depressing as it is, I think that I would be inclined to smoke cigarettes through a hole in my throat with fake lungs. I'm so helplessly addicted.
The poster child. Speaking of some of the behaviors that you've done over the years, let me look at this one. This is Evan wants to ask you a question. Evan.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, Steve-O.
How's it going, bro?
Man, you're my hero.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah. Hey, when you did the butterfly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should explain for the people who don't know.
Yeah.
Let him explain it, Evan. Hold on.
That's why when I took the industrial staple gun and stapled my scrotum to both of my legs.
So it fanned out. Butterflies.
It wound up not looking much like a butterfly, but calling it that was funny. Yeah, what about it, bro?
Yeah, did it leave any, permanent damage or something? That's just a gnarly stunt.
I've probably stapled my scrotum to my legs, close to 100 times, with
100 times?
I don't know.
I've seen you staple, messages to your ass and things.
Yeah, that was how it all started.
Oh, I see.
Maybe not 100 times.
It looked like you were jumping pretty good with each slam of the gun.
But the only problems I ever ran into that were infected staple holes. One time I did my acrobatic double back maneuver where I flip my garbage back and forth and then catch it all behind my legs. Doing that after a half butterfly, something just ruptured. My whole ball bag just turned blue and Like, I was, it was really, really creepy. But, yeah, no long-term damage from that, bro. So feel free to staple your garbage.
Something just ruptured.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think so, man. Like,
yeah, there are veins in there. Yes, they can blow.
It was like real violent. Like,
oh, yeah. It's good times. It hurts when you do that, yes?
Yeah, but, you know, I tend to have, like, thousands of people screaming before me, and that makes it pretty easy.
Oh. All right, Evan, there you go.
Oh, wait. Can I say another thing?
Sure, yeah, bro.
Yeah, me and my friends are starting up and making a video right now. Yeah, you kind of made me kind of be the way I am, because you made me think about becoming a stuntman because of how you, like, kind of influenced me.
Oh, right. Cool. I think I'm legally obligated to say that I don't support you in that.
and just make sure your mom knows who your inspiration is.
Yeah, I mean, that'd you're 13. Nice. That's horrible, man. There I go, breaking.
Even you at 13 weren't inspired that way. You were in England wearing an ascot, as I recall.
Not wearing an ascot, but yeah, I was just innocently riding my skateboard around.
Mike, what's up?
Hi. Oh my God, I'm on?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hey, Mike.
I'm just wanted to say that you're, like, the coolest person on the radio I've ever heard.
You're very kind.
And do you want to talk
to Steve-O?
Yeah.
Hey, here Steve-O. He is.
You inspired my friend, Roger, to, like, jump off his roof, like, 3 times with his bike, and he, like, nearly broke his neck.
Oh, yeah. What happened on the first try? That sounds like a one-take trick.
Well, like, he's, like, totally crazy, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to make my own movie. And so he like, told his friend to hold the camera and everything, and he jumped on his roof, like, 3 times in a row. It's crazy.
Yeah, not a great move.
I'm just thinking, like, what took 3 times about it, man? Was it, like, a tool shed or something?
He didn't actually hurt himself? He had to make sure he hurt himself?
I know, that happens a lot.
He's got to follow Steve-O's sort of rule of thumb, which is that if you actually get hurt, it's the worst take.
That's not always the case,
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? What's funny, as far as inspiring people, this is reminding me that it's casting time for Camp Steve-O again.
Well, interesting you should say. I think we have a caller who called you last time, too. Danny?
Yeah.
Didn't you call before?
Yeah, he worked at the summer camp and he had been fired.
Yes.
That was me.
We just won't remember it.
We're smart guys, bro.
Awesome, dude. Yeah, what's the latest?
The latest is that... Okay, the project's back on.
Oh, really? Good for you.
Yeah, we're doing it as I take over a summer camp facility in the mountains of Malibu, California, and I run it as we call it a de-wussification facility. So, the goal is to take sort of average men, like guys who are kind of blowing their chance at life, you know, and could really use like. Some help not sucking so bad.
A chance to break it, learn how to break it out
of
it.
Yeah, and so it's like I'm going to have this real...
Danny worked at that camp when it was actually functioning.
It's called Camp Shalom when it's not called Camp Steve-O. Basically what we're doing for casting is we're accepting videotaped applications. If you are a guy you know...
I thought it was parents originally.
It was. Now that we're... I can't say what network we're doing on.
But can they send the tape somewhere?
Yeah, they can. Yeah. Everybody go on my website. It's stevovideo.com, and it's got really all the info on there, because I should have written down the address and brought it. I know it's 6007.
So it's no longer parents, it's just uptight guys.
Any guy can... Yeah, uptight guys... 18 and over, no minors. Other than that, there's no age limit. And, you get a sense since I'm running it that it's going to be kind of a rigorous sort of physical, you know.
Do you have to staple your nuts to anything?
You don't have to staple your nuts to anything, but it's going to be very therapeutic and giggly. Yeah.
Sweet. All right, Danny, thanks.
stevovideo.com for people who want to check it out.
Good to talk to you. Sydney, what's happening there?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm on?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, I was just wondering if I could get a little advice on the problem I'm having with my boyfriend.
Okay.
I had a big fight with him, and he actually has left, and he's with some of his friends right now. He's staying with them for a few days, and it was Friday. We had the argument, and
Are you living with him?
Yes.
You're 17? You live with a guy?
Yeah, I live with him, and... A couple of our friends. I have
How old is he?
He's He's 19.
Ooh, so isn't that statutory rape right there?
You know, not in California, but I don't know about the whole living arrangement. Why? How do your parents put up with this? What the hell, Sydney?
Well, they're okay with it. Oh. It's, like, supervised all the time.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Well, most of the time.
Supervising, like, who's supervising over here? Your boyfriend?
Yeah. Right, the 19-year-old screwballs that live with you?
He wishes. But, no, with a couple that we're actually sort of roommating with, they're usually always there.
Why? Why this arrangement?
So the supervision's by default.
Right.
Well,
by the neighbors.
I wanted to move in with him, and they said that, you know...
Do your parents live nearby?
They live nearby. So
all right, fine.
Isn't Palm Springs, like, a pretty affluent area?
Kind of. But anyway, about the fight I had with him, I was wondering if I should have been a little more supportive of him, but...
Go ahead. What's the deal?
Well, a friend of his, he doesn't live near here. He lives near Lake Tahoe, is sick, and very sick. I don't know what is the matter with him. I forget, but something with his kidneys that he needs a transplant. Mm-hmm. And, apparently he's calling, his family is calling all his friends and family trying to find a match because he's like way down on the donor list or something.
Sure.
And so he would, I guess they think he might die before he gets a transplant.
Okay.
So my boyfriend got tested and he is a likely match.
Wow, and, that's good. That's nice.
Not good. He wants to go ahead and do it, but I told him no, that he's not going to do that, because the reason I'm so freaked about it is because a friend of mine did the same thing, not the whole same scenario, but she did donate one of her kidneys to a family member, and about a year and a half later, after she did that, she was in an accident, and because she only had one kidney, she died.
First of all, it's a suspicious story. What do you mean because she had only one kidney? She could have gone on dialysis and been fine. Why did having one kidney come into this?
Well, she donated one of her kidneys to...
No, I understand she had one kidney, but why is that what figured into her dying? And probably nothing to do with it.
Well, maybe the one remaining kidney failed.
She would have been on dialysis, and she would not have died of kidney failure. She would have died of something else.
Now, she had some kind of internal bleeding and internal damage, and her kidney was damaged, and she died that same day.
Yeah, but she died...
That has nothing
to do with the kidney, Sydney. That has nothing to do with the kidney. It takes weeks to die of kidney failure. Then she wouldn't even have died of that because it would have put her on dialysis, and that would have been that. So the fact that you're... First of all, you don't even understand what happened there. You're blaming her death on the kidney when, in fact, the kidney had nothing to do with it. And, yes, it's a major, major decision, but it's his decision, and people can live with one kidney. It's a big decision. I mean, he shouldn't take it lightly, but your friend's death had nothing to do with her having one kidney.
Well, the doctor said that had she had another kidney, she would have lived.
That doesn't make sense. Who told her that? It doesn't make sense.
Dr. Drew's getting grumpy.
It just doesn't make sense. It's just that you don't die of kidney failure in hours. It just doesn't happen like that.
And not to make light of it, but...
The kidney was damaged in the accident, and it would not have worked.
That's called kidney failure, and you don't die of kidney failure in hours. It just doesn't happen like that. So there's something completely missing from that story. Somebody told you a lie.
I used to really, like, give the thought to selling a kidney. You can get 50 grand for a kidney.
Sure.
I think you have to go over to India and sell it on the black market.
Right. That'd be a great Jackass episode. And you'd have to do it awake or something, too. And then you'd have to carry the kidney around and pedal it.
Yeah. On a little
cool. On a unicycle.
Yeah. Well, was there a question at the end of that, or were we just hearing a story? Should you have been more supportive
I understand it would freak you out, and it's reasonable to freak you out, and it should freak him out, but it's his kidney, it's his decision, it's a noble decision, and that's that. I guarantee you your concept of what happened to your friend is inaccurate. I guarantee it. The story just doesn't fit.
Dr. Drew's been up since 4 in the morning. He's a little bit
grumpy, huh? That's the deal. All right, what's up, Rihanna?
Hello?
Hey there, what's happening?
Hi, my name is Raina.
Raina, all right.
Dr. Drew, first of all, I was a little embarrassed about my age, but I said I was 23, but I'm really actually 16.
All right, fair enough.
Hey, honesty is the best policy.
First of all, my friend Miranda Stevo, my friend Miranda loves you, and she says hi.
Miranda?
Yes.
Yeah. Rad.
Whatever your problem is, I'm hesitant to believe it because you sound so gleeful.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Okay, this is my story. First of all, my best friend, Sean, he's gay. And we had... And
she's pregnant with him.
Oh, yeah. Really?
No. Well, it was just... Okay, so, we had sex, basically. And now I'm pregnant. 3 months. About 3 months. And I told him, and he actually wants to be a part of the child's life, and I really honestly don't want him to be. Because even though he's my best friend and all, like,
Do you look like a man?
I'm sorry?
Do you look like a man?
Do I live with a man?
Do you look like a man?
Do I look like a man?
How do you get it up for a chick if he's
looking like a man?
Well, we've been through this before. It's shades of gray that we're dealing in.
I don't believe I look like a man.
All right, Raina.
Sound like a pretty cute chick, but you're 16, so you shouldn't have kids.
I wasn't planning on it.
Her mom had kids at 16, no doubt. Right?
I'm sorry?
How old was your mom when she had her first child?
22.
Ooh, old lady.
Yeah.
So you're saying you want to have this kid, but you don't want the father to be part of its upbringing because you feel like the kid's going to be laughed at school and stuff?
Yeah, I just want my child to have a gay father. You know, like, I wouldn't mind him seeing the child. Obviously, I don't know what it is, but, yeah.
I think that's sort of bogus thinking. I'm sorry, but,
That's what I'm saying. Do you think it would affect the child, or should I let him be a part of the child?
I think it would be very positive. There's absolutely no evidence that having a homosexual as dad has anything adverse. What adversely affects kids is when their dad's never around.
Like, before this happened, honestly, like, I would tell other people not to worry about it and to let it be a part of the child's life.
Your real bigotry is showing up now that you're having a child.
Yeah, and you know, like, I've been conflicted about this. I always thought that, that the argument for gays getting married was sort of, you know, just a moot point, like, that really it's whether parents should, gay parents should be able to raise kids.
You're becoming reactionary, though?
And then I was talking this with my sister and my dad when I was just home visiting, and my sister pointed out that these kids that live next door to us, you know, they're, like, the coolest kids in the neighborhood. I love these kids, and they got two moms. And I was like, oh, well, it's easier on kids to have, because my argument was that regardless of how good the parenting is, you know, you show up at school with two dads, it's got to have some kind of adverse effect on you.
It's going to be harder than if you had, if you were like everybody else, so to speak. And certainly having a role model of the same sex is important, right? Mm-hmm. But there's no evidence, and there's no evidence that it has worse outcomes. There's so many screwed up heterosexual couples. Let's face it, Steve-O.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So in any case, I think that
I think it would be actually wrong not to allow to be part of it
I think it'd be wrong to have the kid, but
well, it's bad for the kid. What I guess
she's 3 months down.
I have the solution. I have the solution. Ready, Raina?
Yeah.
There's only one option for you.
Okay.
This child needs to be adopted by somebody who's ready to raise it properly. A non-conflicted couple. Maybe both
same sex.
And nothing
against you personally, Randy, I think I'm with the doc.
It's courageous, and you'll be making a decision on behalf of the child rather than your own feelings, and that's really what you want to do, is what's best for the child, right?
Okay.
All right. Oh, she closed me out on that one. No way she'd do that. Abby, what's up?
Hey, Dr. Drew.
Hey, Abby.
Yeah.
What's up?
My husband had a hernia when he was 19. This was long before we met and everything, but I was just wondering if that could have any effect on his performance.
A hernia repair? He had an operative open repair?
Hernia is like a back injury, right? But isn't it?
No,
like,
no, no.
Means you break a lot of your stomach lining?
No, well, it is when your testes. Give me a piece of Kleenex over there. When your testes descend, in childhood they descend. What?
Don't you have one right there?
Kleenex?
And when you're nuts.
I was going to show you something. When your nuts descend into the testes, they drop into the testes, they start in your back. And they move down, so they start in your abdomen. And when they come through, they leave a potential track behind. And there's two rings right here of tissue that don't normally hold that closed. But occasionally that ring will start to open up. And they're right here. And the intestines will start to slip down the
path. Okay.
And that's what a hernia is. And you go back and you tie it all down again. That's okay, Gil. Sorry. So, did he have an open, or did he have laparoscopic, or how did he have it done?
What they did is they went in through his belly button and they...
Yeah, laparoscopy. Laparoscopy. I had that done on both sides.
Oh, did you?
Good,
wow.
Good times. No, Abby, it doesn't affect anything. There's no way that could affect performance. What's the problem?
Yeah, Dr. Drew had it, and he's a stallion.
I was just wondering if that could have any effect on him anything.
But what I'm asking is, in the long run, but there's no problem with his performance now.
No, not at all.
No, it will affect nothing.
Okay.
Except that his guts won't be descending down into his testicular, into his scrotal sac. Thank God Steve-O did not
have... beanbag, you know?
Thank God Steve-O's beanbag wasn't filled with testes when he shot staplers through it. That you would have ended up with peritonitis and stool floating around your abdomen. It would have been great. It would have been great.
Yeah, you just don't want poop in your beanbag.
Oh, really quickly. This is Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hi.
You're going to call support Raina?
Well, I don't know. She's kind of young, but
yes.
I wanted to say that I called Love Lines when I was 20, and I was pregnant with my daughter, who's now 6. Mm-hmm. And my daughter's father was gay, and I found out while I was pregnant. And Adam Carolla told me to have an abortion, and I didn't. And now my daughter is, she's doing wonderfully, and she has the greatest father.
Good.
Yeah. Adam Carolla, that jerk.
That D-bag. I hope I didn't... chime in. I probably would have been saying adoption.
This one sucks. Well, it sounds like 3 months is. What's the window if you did want, if you're inclined to get an abortion?
It's the first trimester. Yeah, 3 months.
So that means that's no longer an option, regardless. Right?
I didn't hear how long. I don't remember how far along Raina was, but
she said 3 months.
Okay, but Bobby, great, excellent. Things are going well.
Oh, wonderfully, wonderful.
And Dad is involved in the life, and everything is good. See, it's case in point right here. See.
Yeah.
Mr. Bigoted, Closed-minded, Mr. Reactionary Steve-O.
I've opened my mind since my discussion with my family.
Okay, fair enough.
Now I'm a proponent of gays adopting.
Here's the kid's future.
I'm gay, Daddy, I'm gay!
That sounds like Ralph from The Simpsons.
Right there.
Was that Ralph? Ralphie?
Todd or Rod.
Yeah.
Furthermore, solidifying my open-minded perspective is...
Thanks, Bobby. Is this call? Good.
Yeah.
See? All right, we're going to take a little break. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. That is Steve-O.
Oh, yeah.
He needs no introduction. Jackass 2 is coming out when?
September 22nd is what they're talking
about. Oh, it's coming out fast. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it's going to be a blockbuster smash.
Can I come to the... I want to come to
yeah,
the...
Yeah, come
oh,
to the
premiere,
dude. Hell yeah.
It'll be fun.
I won't even call you my doctor or nothing.
All right, we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. What are you doing over there, Steve-O? He's wandering around the studio here after feeding his nicotine habit.
I was actually looking for that address. I know it's 6007.
Oh, if you go to stevo.com.
You can go to stevovideo.com. Maybe Gil can hook me up over here. What is it, 6007 Sepulveda?
Who cares?
6007.
Screw you, pal.
Sepulveda. What's that?
Sepulveda Boulevard, Van Nuys, California, and the zip.
It's 914.
911. And okay. stevovideo.com
so
for
the
those
videos
who do
are,
care.
So the videos are of a testimonial from a friend or actually of the nerdy guy?
It can be, it's got to be of the guy who's being nominated, but you can nominate yourself.
Give me a description
camera.
Of the ideal guy for Camp Steve-O.
It's sort of a nerdy dude who needs to come out of his shell a little bit.
I imagine like some guy from The Office, the TV show The Office.
Yeah, something like that'll work. Yeah. I'm looking to get people out of their shelves, you know, in new and interesting ways. It's going to be a hit.
Or like guys from Beauty and the Geek. Natalie, what's up?
Hey, I have a serious problem, and I don't know, Steve-O's probably going to think this is not real, but it is. My husband will not get off the computer. For 3 days, he's been on there, he's gone to the bathroom, and I've brought him food. And this goes on forever. He takes his tower, not a laptop, his tower to work. He's in college, and I've been doing 2 of his classes just to try to get him to pass.
Whoa.
When I try, like, I could go in there right now and say, hey, Steve-O's on the phone, and Dr. Drew, he gets violent. He doesn't hit me, but he's like, you know, I can't swear on the air, but he's like, you know, F you, get out of here, blah, blah, blah.
What's he do on the computer?
My question is, how do I let him know that this is a serious problem, and is there some type of rehab?
Yeah, got a bunch of questions over.
Yeah, well, the first question is,
What's he doing?
Yeah, what's he doing on the computer?
It's not porno. I wish it was porno. That would be great. It's video games.
Oh, no. You know what I was about to say?
It's not EverQuest. I went onto the internet to try to do research, and there's all these sites for EverQuest, and I wish it was EverQuest because then somebody would know what I'm talking about.
All right.
What
so
is EverQuest?
I called his parents, and We got married too young. We don't have kids, nothing like that. We just were in love and got married. We got married at 19, and we're 25 now. I graduated. I'm going into law school in the fall, and I'm doing his stuff just to try to get him to catch up. I call his parents, hey, you know, your son's not going to graduate. He's playing this video game. His dad calls and gets him on the video game. They play on the internet together. I'm like, what don't you understand, buddy, you know?
You know, I was picturing a guy that's on the internet, you know, sort of being productive, and now I was going to say, well, at least he's not playing video games.
Right.
You know, the whole, like, taking the tower to work, he puts it in the trunk. I mean, this is, like, sick.
What is the
now
game?
When you say, if she says tower, I guess what I'm imagining is the big, like, PC,
yeah,
sort of.
Yeah,
the big old box, you know, it's, like, 2 feet tall, whatever.
Okay.
He's gained a lot of weight, which I don't care. I love him, you know.
Well,
and
Natalie, I cannot see this without heavy drug use. The two got to go together.
Okay, when I learned that he would smoke marijuana every now and then and not tell me about it, because I'm totally against that stuff. Everyone smokes weed. Hey, it's okay. No, I don't think so. So I started drug testing him, and he's passed. You can buy the $15.99 drug test. No, it's not
that. I have an urge to play video games.
Yeah.
Another part to the story, which I don't really want to get into a lot of detail, but my younger brother was killed in an accident, and my husband was involved.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, and he refuses. I've tried to get him into counseling. He won't go. When he goes, he doesn't talk.
Was it video game related?
No, it's actually
gleeful about a brother's death.
On the 27th, a couple days, it'll be the 4-year anniversary. It's Target practicing with a rifle, a handgun, and it went off when my husband had it, and it killed him.
Oh my God!
And his birthday is like 2 days later, so he's going to be. It's just a really bad time right now. But that's
all right. There's something. This is a major psychiatric disturbance, Natalie. It's not like a little bit. No, I'm not kidding.
On me.
Well, no, I mean, this may be a sort of bipolar depression, and he's sort of in a fugue state, and this is sort of how that gets expressed. People that like to, what?
I did put him on Zoloft, and I can't get him to take it every day. I, like, try to feed him his medicine.
Yeah, he needs to. Well, listen, I'm afraid you probably, I don't want to, this is not a direction, but I have a feeling that what's going to have to happen is that he's going to have to continue to sink to whatever level he sinks to where it becomes no longer his choice when he goes to a hospital for treatment. In other words, he is gravely disabled, it seems to me. But right now you're feeding him. He doesn't seem to have the capacity to feed himself, take himself to the bathroom, that sort of thing. Is that right?
Well, yeah, he'll go to the bathroom, but
he won't feed himself. He won't feed himself. So if you just stopped enabling this behavior and let him sink to whatever level,
and
eventually,
100 pounds.
Well, eventually, what happens in situations like this? The police are called. The police come in. The patient is disconnected from reality, and you bring him to hospital and you get things straightened out.
So is this something should I just leave him now? And, you know, adios.
It sounds like a really serious disturbance, frankly. I mean, it sounds funny because it's all surrounding video games.
Right.
But the fact that he, you know, doesn't sleep and he's spending hours in there and he's not able to take care of himself.
And he's violent.
Yeah, there's something very, very wrong. He's in some sort of altered
state. How do I get him to realize? Because he thinks I'm stupid. He thinks,
you know, maybe you know what you ought to do? You ought to call the Department of Social Services and to have somebody come out and do an evaluation. There may be ways you can sort of leverage him into better treatment. I mean, he's going to, if you didn't enable the behavior, if you didn't feed him and get him through the game stuff, he would really sink. I've seen people sink to really extreme levels. I mean, I've walked into people's houses or had social services go in where the level of squalor is unreal, where they're living, where they're living with their cats, but the cats are actually giant rats, and the stuff's piled stool and debris and garbage piled up to the ceiling. And people will live in really strange, when they really get out of it psychiatrically, they will sink.
Wait, now is this guy only playing one video game? Or does he have like a bunch of games he plays?
He has like a bunch of games. And those, hey, Drew, is there any way that you'd be willing to say something to him right now to let him know? He's in the other, he doesn't even know I'm home. I've been home for 3 hours. He doesn't even
know. Well, if the guy's going to listen to Drew right now, then.
No, honestly, it wouldn't be right for me to get involved. I'm just educating you about circumstances like this. You got to call social services. That's up to you, and you got to bring somebody in to get him.
I wonder how much. I wonder how much of this And like he's got his wife, and she graduated college, and he didn't, and she's off to law school. I wonder if there's any sort of...
You know, I'm sure there's a ton of psychological stuff, but he is sinking into an altered state, and that's really psychiatric at that point.
But do you think that the success his wife is enjoying, like...
And the death of the brother-in-law and all this. There's a lot of heavy stuff going on here. Yes, a lot of things. I don't know. I you know, too much, not appropriate for radio, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Steven? Steven? Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I'm calling. It's not nothing. It's nothing, you know, gross or anything. That's more of a trusted thing. Anyway, I got a beautiful girlfriend I've been with for 3 years. I was, you know, out of high school, sweethearts, and
she's not gross or nothing.
And she's always been kind of an outgoing chick. She's a personal trainer at a gym, and anyway, she'll talk to everybody, but anyway, I've always had kind of trust issues with her, but, because she's a beautiful girl, and she's real outgoing and stuff like that, but there's this cat that's at the gym, he's a physical therapist, and she's been kind of talking about him a little bit more, and then tonight she went and played soccer with him, and stuff like that, and he's like 23, and he's real successful and stuff like that. I mean, I'm a student right now, and, you know, anyway, but
Two things. It's normal to have a bunch of bravado and defensiveness and anger and, you know, and be sort of threatened by other guys. That's normal. However, you should trust your instincts a little bit. If you think something weird is going on here,
And you know what, I'm inclined to think that he's sort of assuming this jealous position, and that could be driving the girl away to this other dude. I mean, most of the time nothing's going on, but you get a little bit jealous and you get possessive, and then you really just push the girl that way. So I'd say mellow out, man. Like, if it's meant to, you set her free, dude. And if she's meant to be, she'll come back and all that.
Jasmine, what's up? More platitudes from Steve-O.
You're gay.
What's up, Jasmine? Jasmine.
Yeah, here I am.
Hey, here you are. You're with Steve-O. What's happening?
Let's see. I'm involved with this white guy. I'm a black woman. And he says he's not sexually attracted to me repeatedly. But yet...
What a wonderful relationship. It's a great way to start things out.
It's so pleasant, but I mean, everybody says leave him, but it's really not that simple because I do love him a lot. But get this, the only time he wants to have sex with me, he wants to have anal sex. And it's not that I don't like anal sex, but it just gets old after a while, you know? So, my question is like, do you think he might be gay? Or is he, I mean, I know he's sending mixed messages, I'm really confused. Let me just put it that way.
We get that.
All right. Like, it sounds like this. I mean, anytime the anal sex is really in the picture, it's all just about dominance, right? Like,
yeah.
So this guy's he's not making love over here, is what is the message I'm getting.
No, definitely not a making love thing.
Your boyfriend working radio, Jasmine?
Do you think?
No.
Why is she referring to you?
No, there's a girl with the same name that dates a white guy at a radio station locally.
She's from San Francisco.
San Francisco as well.
Is he a nice guy?
Her name's Jasmine too. So I don't know if this is a spoof or what.
No, it's not me.
I think real simply, it doesn't sound like you have a very healthy relationship.
Steve, I'll give me a little honest and sort of healthy advice. Yeah, it sounds like I'm such a mess. What the hell are you wanting to solve here, Jasmine? You guys
I'm just
not
trying
attracted
to picture,
to you?
I'm trying to picture foreplay for this couple, you know? Like,
I know, where does it go? How does that work?
I mean, does he do like, not to be graphic or anything, but does a guy just bust out like a lubricant? And I mean, does he kiss you or anything?
Usually there's really no lubricant involved.
Oh, no. And we're not doing anything vaginal?
I mean, there might be just a little touch here and there, but...
He'll spit on you just a little bit?
Oh, I feel so dirty.
No. Come on, we want you to be happier in your life.
I want to be happy.
She is dirty, though. What's that? Yeah, you should feel dirty if you're with this guy that's abusive to you. That's how he's making you feel. That's his intent. That's why you stay with him. You, for some reason, need to feel
she's
that way.
Because she's hanging in there, about chipper.
Oh, let's get out of this. Come on.
Listen to your friends.
I'm a sub and he's a dom? Is this an SM BDSM relationship and I don't know it?
Who cares? There's no relationship. Yeah, he's not attracted to you, and he's abusive
he like,
to you.
He doesn't like you. He's not attracted to you, and he is abusing you.
Look, motherfucker, I'm telling you.
Listen to your friends and leave the guy.
There you go. All right?
Okay.
All right. Here's Ariel. Ariel.
Yeah?
I'm tired of some of these callers. Hey, Ariel, you're on with Steve-O.
Oh, hi. I want to give a shout-out to Steve-O.
Thank you, baby.
I think you're so hot. You're the hottest man.
All right, this is some kind of prank call.
You okay, Ariel?
You got a question, Ariel?
No, I just wanted to say hi.
Okay.
You want to meet Steve-O?
Oh, she's...
You're not procuring people over the airways this time.
No, she doesn't sound like my kind of chick. I mean, I don't know. You know, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence, and she's just jumping right onto my side of the fence too quick. I don't know.
Are you doing okay, Ariel? Everything okay in your life? Other than your infatuation with Steve-O?
No, I just think he's cute. I want to ride the pony, Daddy.
Yes. That's an old drop from a girl who was severely sexually abused at a very young age. And we had her repeat a few things like, I want more Jell-O, please. Right? You have that one, Anderson?
More Jell-O, please. A, B, C, D.
And the alphabet.
E, F, G, H, I, J, K. I want to ride the pony, Daddy.
Yes.
Hey, Ariel, thank you for the wonderful compliments.
Okay, yeah. Bye.
Okay, bye. Let's take another break, shall we?
Sure.
Time for you to get some more tobacco in you.
Totally.
That's Steve-O. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. We're taking a break. Be right back. We're going to be blessed with Steve-O rapping shortly here about crack cocaine, hard as a rock, more drug imagery. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone number. Give us a call. Talk to Steve-O. Here's a quick call for Steve-O. Evan.
Hey, Dr. Drew.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, dude, what's up, Steve-O? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Just calling in, just a real quick question, pretty simple, nothing too crazy. Just wondering if you're coming out with any DVDs anymore. I've seen every
I
one
will,
of them.
I will, yeah.
Seen we the have early that movie years. Coming out.
Rad, yeah, he's talking about, I had a series of Steve-O videos. Mm. There's supposed to be another installment, but unfortunately, the people who I've been distributing the series with, they decided that they don't have to pay me.
Oh.
And, it was just kind of a bad deal. They don't, these are the people who took the insurance policy out of my life and lied about being the beneficiaries while acting as my manager and my lawyer.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, they're getting sued, man. That's tying up a lot of footage right now. And having left them, I am working on a new DVD. It's called Steve-O Paparazzi Stuntman.
Oh, yeah. I saw some of that.
Yeah, I showed a bunch of it to Dr. Drew. It's fun stuff, man. It's me sort of, doing the crazy stuff you expect from me.
I still can't get out of my mind the imagery of Steve-O, the
under the elephant?
No, that's with me forever. But the clown, the child, the kitty clown.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's going to be the end of a movie, right?
Right, yeah. We've got Jackass 2 is going to come out September 22nd, or it's supposed to. Shortly before or after that, National Lampoon's TV the movie.
That's what it is.
And
man.
I'm the finale. It says starring, and then I'm the first name. I'm like the leading man.
Worth hanging with that film to see the finale.
I know the movie; it kicks butt.
I haven't seen that, but yeah. I've seen the finale.
But some of the releases that you should be expecting are Jackass 2, National Lampoon's TV the movie, my DVD release, Steve-O Paparazzi Stuntman, my gangster rap album, Steve-O Hard as a Rock.
Can we get a little taste of that?
Yeah.
Just a little taste.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, my demographic, sort of my audience, sometimes you just have to really, do the double reverse on them.
No?
Here we go.
Oh, no. Well, this is the part we can't.
Maybe I'll rap. No,
this is the bad part, right?
No, this is the part to kill. Oh, yeah. It's okay. Okay, here. Yeah, crank it up, dude.
Now you're okay.
Yeah, now we're fine. Okay, I'm gonna rap with it. Crack's coming back, full scale is a hack. Let's torch it up, there's no need to be whack. This is the track, it's gonna bring it back. Money I stack, to pay for my crack. Yeah! This is my first time playing this track on the radio.
Sing it live, you're in love life.
I know, I'm just spitting my rhymes.
World premiere.
Gil over there seemed a little nervous.
Fading him out. Giselle, what's happening?
Just a little taste of my comedy gangster rap album.
Giselle, what's up?
Oh, hi. Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think it's so weird for me to be attracted to my own cousin. Like, he's 26 years old, and I'm 16.
No, I don't think it's weird for you to be attracted. I think it'd be weird for you to act on that attraction.
Excuse me?
It's not weird for you to be attracted. It would be weird if you were to act on the attraction, if you were to try to
like,
hit on him.
He already knows that I like him enough, but, like...
I know. And if he's a decent human being, he'll just understand that that's a crush of a 16-year-old on an older male.
Is statutory rape mitigated by incest?
No, I think it goes up the chatter, yeah.
Because, ever since I told him, I've been freaking out and stuff, you know?
Oh, now you told him, huh?
It's fine. Yeah. Was he okay with it?
Yeah, he didn't say nothing. He said, it's normal, but, nothing could happen between me and you and stuff.
Right. He told you that. Okay, good. You have that crush. You'll get over it when you get a real boyfriend. It'll be good times. This is a Crystal.
I love how short your temper is today.
I know. It's really bad, isn't it?
Just a grumpy dog.
Well, I got up at 4 a.m. What's up, Crystal?
I'm 15 and my boyfriend's 18.
Yeah.
And
that's illegal, right?
Yeah.
You know, in California, it's a 3-year window.
Oh, is it? You know, that makes more sense.
Yeah, it's a 3-year. It's a little bit big. I think the younger person may have to be over 16.
Uh-huh,
the 3-year window, as long as the younger person's over 16. So, Crystal, you still got a problem there with an 18-year-old.
Yeah, that's statutory rape.
Yeah, my dad, doesn't like it, and I told him about it.
We don't like it either. We don't like it. 18-year-olds, this is what I tell every young girl.
Don't have kids.
Don't have kids. But I also tell them, when they get pregnant, set up for adoption. And then I also say that, don't do drugs. And I also say that when you are 18 yourself, when you're older yourself, and you look around and see your 18 or 19-year-old peers, and you think who the one is that would date a 15-year-old, you'll vomit at the fact that you had been the victim of one of those a-holes.
You know, that made a lot of sense to me just there.
Well, it really sucks because, I just found out today that I was pregnant.
Oh. And,
he's leaving for the Marines June 8th.
Adoption, please, Crystal, don't ruin everybody's
lives.
You
just found out today. Are you against abortion, Drew?
Yeah, I pretty much am. I'm philosophically am. I'm always in favor of the law of the land, but I think there are other options out there people should really explore. And I'm really against it.
Well, yeah, I mean,
It's
not the ideal birth control, I agree.
No, and unfortunately, women bear the onus of this horrible thing, and that's not fair either, but, you know, here we are.
Now, isn't all the psychological trauma associated with abortion only, really exclusive to the Western culture? In China, they don't have any...
It seems like other places deal with it better than we do, but I'll tell you what, I deal with a lot of women, because I treat a lot of drug addicts and things, and many of them, when they're in their disease and they had multiple abortions... I've never dealt with a woman who doesn't have a visceral reaction when she talks about her abortions. Mm-hmm. And some of them were 3 weeks in, a month in. It's as though, and it's not even the potential and all, they just say there's something, they felt a deep sense of loss biologically when this happened. And, you know, there's all this literature about, there's no such thing, but I just have never seen a woman not have it.
I think it's obligatory trauma that is only for us.
So it's guilt. You're talking about guilt. But,
yeah.
But I don't, it seems a little more than that. But anyway, so Crystal, whatever, how are you going to handle this?
Well, I don't know. And then I found out today also that my parents are getting in a divorce.
Come on, this is a bogus call.
No, it's not.
You're saying that all with a glib detachment, as though it is happening to somebody else. Is that because you're so traumatized you can't get in touch with any feelings about this?
Well, I don't know, because when I was 14, I ran away from my house. And, I got really drunk with these guys, and this 21-year-old took advantage of me.
Yeah.
And then, ever since then, I've just been, stuck to guys, and I can't get away from them. I don't know.
Mm. And you're only 15, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is sort of a meltdown mental health circumstance. This is, you've got the horrible stress of the breakup of the family. You've got a pregnancy to deal with. You've got rape and trauma. We need to get Crystal some help. How are we going to do that?
I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking of myself as a jerk because I want to say, get an abortion, you know. But
well, that may be something that she ends up doing. But how's she going to manage that without?
Yeah, how
does she even get to the care people that'll do that? Listen,
that's not the advice I'm giving.
Well, but here's the deal: you go to a social services, child protective services, a local emergency room. Throw yourself on the system and say, I need help.
Okay, I've got a question. Have you told your parents about this? To your parent, if you only found out today, I imagine your parents don't know, right?
No.
You could certainly give your parents a chance. So
The thing is that they're really going to find out one way or another. Like, right. The news isn't going to get any better the longer you wait. So I'd say, like, get your parents, talk it out with your parents. Yeah,
and I know you're angry with them. They're breaking up and stuff, but give them a chance. Those are people that really care about you. Please let them help.
Yeah, keep your parents in the loop, whatever you do, and good luck with everything.
Steve-O, good news. You get to go outside and smoke again.
Oh, rad.
Phone number is 1-800-LOVE.
I didn't even go this last time.
LOVE191. It's Loveline at Steve-O. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. He is Steve-O joining us tonight. 1-800-LOVE191 is the phone number. And Steve-O is going to have a huge, comprehensive, executive physical tomorrow, right?
No, it's on Thursday.
And this is grown out of increasing pressure and immense anxiety on behalf of his family.
Well, you know, like, I really, like, I've been, you know, so fulfilled in my Loveline experience, you know, and like, I was trying to make my family proud of me, you know, and, like, I'd come off a show of Loveline and just think, you know, we'd be all excited leaving the studio, like, oh, we did great. And so then it's like, oh, hey, you know, Dad, Cindy, like, sending my family,
he sent a copy of the show, yeah.
Yeah, like, click here, and then it comes on in their email. And I just, you know, like, Drew got to read the responses.
There was sort of a Pauline Kael link analysis of his behavior on Love Line.
Yeah, and, you know, my family, I really am so close with them. And there was some email that I had forwarded along in which I expressed concerns for my esophagus, saying, you know, that just, you know, with all my smoking and you know, the swallowing of glass over the years, and, you know, with vomiting enough to creep out of bulimic, you know, and so then my dad really just got...
Your dad read some article about, probably about Barrett's esophagus or something, about esophageal, you know, something called a Mallory Weiss tear, and he freaked out.
Yeah, he freaked out.
Steve-O's got this, I know it.
And, yeah, my lifestyle isn't the healthiest. I think everybody knows that.
He doesn't mind the fact that you're doing unicycles over hot coals, that you're putting your head in alligators, that you're jumping off buildings. That's no problem. But your esophagus might have a little abnormal cell in it.
My dad says, like, how's it possibly okay to be strapped in bloody meat swimming with sharks? And I'm like, well, Dad, duh, Manny's there. You know, so that's okay. But in any case, so my dad is...
So so Steve-O included me in some of the threads of the emails, and Dad was coming on real strong with Steve-O's need to get some medical attention, which I thought was appropriate.
Yeah.
And
I'm going for the whole goose.
So I sent him for a comprehensive thing, so everybody can calm down about it and get him good care. But mostly, I brought this up to talk about how your family just slammed you for your Loveline performance. Which, by the way, I miss your interrupting. It was a nice rhythm.
Oh,
so, yeah. So don't you have to hold back?
I'm sitting here like trying.
I know.
To interrupt.
Like, his lip is actually bleeding from biting a hole in it. So it's all right. You can bring it on.
So do you think I'm like? I imagine my family probably think I'm doing better this appearance. But
I don't know how the listeners feel about that. Your family's not. How old is your dad?
You know, and I was thinking.
How old is your dad?
He's 63.
He's not a core age listener.
I know. And I was coming back in from my cigarette outside, and I was thinking, man, I'm really blowing it. I should say something filthy and inappropriate.
You've got your sister on one shoulder and your dad on the other.
I know. And so, right. Okay, so on Thursday, let's just tell them what we're... Like, I'm going... Yeah. They're going to be sticking stuff up my butt, down
everything,
my throat.
Everything.
I mean...
You're
like,
getting
I mean,
all done.
I'm going in there and I'm just saying, look, you know, I feel like I'm in pretty good health. I smoke a lot, you know, like... I have shortness of breath from time to time.
If they try to get you to stop smoking cigarettes, call me about that, because there's a lot of misunderstanding about that, and you really have to get a high dose of nicotine replacement to get through that first 2 weeks. The patches and the gums and the lozenges, you have to use a lot of it. I don't want that to become a Jackass episode where you have the patch all over your body and then go run a marathon. I can see that coming. But
It's fine. I'm giggling.
All right, let's take a call. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, I just have a question about penis explosion.
Oh, okay.
very well asked. What is it?
Well, no, I was just reading this review online, and I don't know. I just came across and, like, it said this chick was having intercourse with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she said she felt the pop and she looked down and there was, like, blood everywhere.
Now, isn't it normally, okay, you're going to wind, it's called a blood sausage, right?
Yeah, you actually, you rupture the penis, you fracture it, you don't break it open.
And then it turns into what we call a blood sausage, meaning that it's purple and filled
with
blood.
Yeah, oh, and here's the deal, I did an interview with a guy for Discover Health Channel that had this happen. He was having sex with his girlfriend, he kind of slipped back and went back
out,
in.
And then you bam, and then you break the thing in half.
And he immediately loses the erection, they heard this pop, he had a pain, he thought, oh, no big deal, he went to the bathroom. And he's like, honey, look at this. And he started basically starts first getting like a tire bleb off the side.
Oh,
and she's
man.
Like, oh, my God, that's awful. It's
like
twisted.
A penis aneurysm?
Like a penis aneurysm. Like, yeah. Like, you know, Ed and Eddie where they chew on the jawbreakers coming out the side of their chair. And she goes, we got to go to the emergency room. Of course, he's being a dude. Goes, no, it'll get better. Don't worry about it. And so he kind of tried to persuade her to wait a while longer. And he said he went back to the bathroom. And then all of a sudden he looked down. And what he saw was a huge, flat, purple mushroom where his penis used to be.
Yeah.
Where the whole thing just fills with blood and flattens
blood
out.
Blood sausage.
And that's when he decided to go. Here's the comedy. They go, what are we going to do with the dog? They take it to the brother-in-law, and they're stopped at his house, and they're like, he's like, why are you going to the emergency room? He goes, well, I ruptured my penis. Of course, the guy starts laughing his ass off. And then he goes, no, look, stop laughing. Stop laughing.
Yeah,
one
no,
look,
I,
stop
I,
laughing.
That happened to a friend of mine, a good friend of mine.
It has to be surgically repaired. And that is not.
That's not what
you can. I did hear about a case in the emergency room in a county hospital I was working in, where a guy developed something called priapism, which is a painful, unending erection. And people sometimes, if they're sort of not educated, don't know what that is, they freak out and get panicky. And the wife says, "Come over here." She put it in the window, and they slammed it in the window, and that penis exploded.
Yeah,
and
wow.
Then it ruptures open. They have to repair that.
I always get a pretty good giggle with the erectile dysfunction drug commercials.
Yeah.
You know, they say like consult a physician if you have an erection that lasts longer than
Priapism,
4 hours.
Yeah. You like that?
I always just get a giggle. You know, like. I just picture this guy with a full-on razor.
Well, the problem is it hurts.
It can fall off. And like,
it hurts. And it won't fall off. It doesn't tend to do that, but it tends to not work anymore when it comes back down. Yeah, so.
You know, I'm so happy with my premature ejaculating ways.
Oh, we haven't talked about that tonight. All right, Brandt, thanks for your call.
All right, so
somebody was telling me that they used your technique, the masturbating technique.
Yeah,
chicks
dig it.
A caller.
You know, I mean, like, the thing is that it's inherently, like being every kid, you know, when they're masturbating, like, the ultimate nightmare is for mom to walk in and catch you, right? Like,
right.
I mean, it's the most humiliating and petrifying thing for a guy to even think of. So then it just kind of follows that the men aren't really open about it, you know?
Right.
And so...
So you're saying you're more evolved than most men.
I mean, like, I remember my mom caught me one time.
Oh.
I was 18 years old. My mom caught me, you know, and I just kind of, like, froze. And, you know, I was, like, really pretty... It was pretty traumatic for me. But,
You didn't give him the Steve-O laugh or anything right
no,
there.
No. Yeah. So I don't know what, what I must have gone through some kind of change, like a switch from not wanting to get caught jerking off to...
You compensated. You went the other way.
Yeah. And my philosophy is real simple. You know, no means no. You know, a girl doesn't want to fool around, then that's fine. You know, you don't harass the girl, but you reserve the right to give yourself a little banana massage. You know, and half the time that turns no into yes. Of course, unfortunately, then you're halfway home.
You don't care. All right. Let's hear from one of your fans. Julie, what's happening?
Hi.
After that lovely sort of poetic prose.
Totally. She really wants me now.
Yeah.
Where are you at, Julie?
I'm in Reno.
Oh, Reno? Yeah. All right.
And I can't believe that I'm talking to you. Oh, my God. I am so obsessed with you. Everything that I have your sneakers. I've got your song laying on my headboard. I've got pictures of you all over the place. I'm getting your face tattoo. I am like...
I'm a huge fan.
You're fat.
I don't want you to get my face tattoo. I think that if you're... That
get her face tattoo.
Get your face.
Really, a true homage to Steve-O is to have your own face tattooed on your back.
Exactly.
Doing the big thumbs up, though. Yeah.
Because I really... When people tell me that they're my biggest fan, I actually kind of take offense, you know, because I'm my biggest fan.
Yeah.
by far I'm my biggest fan. And rather than people come up to tell me what big fans they are of me, I'd really rather inspire them to come up and tell me how big of fans they are of themselves.
Well,
that's the homage.
Yeah,
that's the homage.
I'm my own fan, but...
yeah, I mean, you rock, babe.
I absolutely love everything that you do. And I just, even at work, they call me Steve-O. I have a truck with a great big Steve-O sticker on the back. And
what kind of work do you do, Julie?
I'm a medical assistant. I work as a phlebotomist.
Nice.
A phlebotomist? Wow.
Yes, I do a lot of stabbing and just abusive stuff, I guess.
That's there really is an art to that, you know?
Yes, there is.
That can either hurt or not hurt.
And it's so funny because just everybody teases me all the time. They'll come down and say, hey, Steve-O, and hey, and... You're just
Julie, what can Steve-O do for you tonight?
I probably can't say it on the air.
Well, no, this is Loveline. You can, as long as you don't use, you know, any
bad words.
I just, you know what, I'm just so, I cannot believe that I'm even talking to you.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Huh?
Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I've been a widow for the past 3 years, so.
What happened? What happened?
Oh, my husband died, that's all.
Of what? That's all? Of what?
Of suicide.
Was
but
he a drug
anyway.
Addict?
Huh?
Was he an addict?
No.
He was just depressive?
I guess. Yeah.
Did you have kids?
Yeah.
How many?
One. Okay.
That's pretty heavy, right?
Yeah. She was 10 months old, but...
Oh, my.
And everybody always says, you know, are you dating? Are you going to ever get remarried? And you know what I always say? Only if it was Steve-O. I have one of his friends that stays, you know, comes here and... He goes, what would it take to sleep with you? And I said, you know what? I said, you'd have to put the Steve-O mask on. He goes, is that all?
Do you have a Steve-O mask?
No,
I've never even heard of those.
But I would get one.
Yeah.
my little girl, she just turned 3, and she's crazy. I mean, she sees a world globe, and she'll say, ooh, Wild Boys. And she'll, Steve-O, and anything that is leopard print. Oh, my Steve-O blankie, and she's got Steve-O everything, she thinks. Anything that's leopard print, she's
Cheetah.
Crazy, too.
You know what's wild? I was out to lunch with my dad in Florida, and then, you know, I came, this is like a week ago, and then he sent me this newspaper clip, you know, saying, like, you know, sightings, whatever, the Palm Beach Post, and said, Steven Glover, you know, sitting at the name of the restaurant, you know, munching on a Caesar salad and a cheeseburger, and I'm thinking... Wow, I'm getting pretty famous. Like, people care about what I eat and where. Just today, I went into the Jackass office, and some celebrity gossip website had a story about how yesterday at the Mac store, I had my credit card declined. And
oh,
then
is
I
that
pulled
true?
Out a second credit card, and that one was declined, too. I was actually pretty proud of that, you know?
Is that like, true?
Yeah. I mean, I honestly don't even know why. Maybe it's because of all the money spending I did in Vegas.
Oh, what happened?
I don't gamble or anything, but I was just there, and I got myself a suite at the Venetian, and
where is this?
I went out for a wedding. I wound up staying a couple extra days.
Oh,
but,
my God.
Yeah, I was just spending money like crazy, and I have horrible credit, but I don't know. Like, it's like this celebrity gossip website. I think they were trying to embarrass me, but that's damn right I have bad credit, you know? I'm not even that rich.
Proud of everything bad you have. All right, Julie, we're going to say goodnight to you,
like,
right?
These little tiny things that I do are getting attention. Like, you know, when people pick on you, you know, just the fact that they even brought you up, they just kind of kissed your butt, right?
You spell the name right, right?
Yeah.
Julie, we're saying goodnight, okay?
Okay.
Julie? All right, good luck.
Good night.
Bye. So remember Julie now. You need to remember her.
Yeah.
Jasmine.
You know, I don't think I go for chicks that are, like, such big fans.
Yeah,
you know?
It overwhelms you.
Yeah.
Jasmine.
Hello?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, hi. I just want to say I love Steve-O, and I have a question because I have a girlfriend who messed around with her best friend, and I just can't get over that. Even though we were not together, it's like I can't get over the fact that she messed around with her. Like,
Wait, whoa.
So
the fact that
she's experimenting with homosexual antics.
Wait, this is a girlfriend?
Yeah, she's my girlfriend. No,
girlfriend.
She's my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend. And the fact that she ever had another partner is what you can't get out of your head?
No, it's not that. It's that she just messed around with her. It's like I just can't get it out of my head.
So she was curious and she just did a little experimenting.
I don't know because, like, we weren't even together. Because, like, I was afraid to get with her because of my mom, because, like, she'll find out. And then, like, she said that she did that just to forget about me.
But
oh, it was when you, I see, when you were still trying to get together with her.
Yeah, and then, like...
I see.
And then my mom found out, and, like, she doesn't approve of it. And, like, right now, she thinks
so
we're
not been.
Well, that's a perfect way to sabotage your relationship if that's what you want to do.
How would your mom have reacted if it was you that was doing the fooling around?
She that's the point.
She said that.
Her mom found out that they're together.
Okay.
And that was what she was afraid of, but she found out anyway. She broke up with the girl for a while because she was afraid of the mom. And while they were broken up, the girlfriend messed around with somebody else, and she's flipped out now about it. I know, Jasmine. Nothing really to say except either get over it or end this relationship. It's very simple.
Yeah, you know, and maybe this was just to make you, you know, to make you jealous. And
yeah, maybe she was angry. Yeah, sure.
Like, you know, who knows? Like you were able to blow her off, so I don't. So I think that you got to toughen up on this one.
All right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. Whatever.
Old Grumpo over here.
I am Mr. Grumpo. I'll be better tomorrow. Steve was in tomorrow night, too.
Yeah, tomorrow night's going to be rad. I'll try. You know, I didn't smoke any pot, like, before my nap. Oh, no, I mean after my nap.
Your second nap. Alex. Alex?
Oh, man, only one call.
Caller who goes by Alex? Wait, let me see. Maybe I did. Alex? No. Let's do another rap song with Steve-O. Is that there? Can we get
smoke
it?
Smoke the puss. Smoke the kush. Nah, I don't.
So would you start traveling again tomorrow? Or in a couple days?
I go to India on Sunday.
Where do you go in India?
But we're going to go everywhere.
But I mean, where do you, I mean, you land in
you know what,
you
know, I'm
Kathmandu or something?
Tell me about the on Thursday when I go in for this big medical. They have to sit down. Okay, I'm not, like, starting tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m., I have to fast. I'm not allowed to eat.
Right.
I go in there, like, I have, like, this whole schedule of events. It's going to cost me, like, $5,000.
I know. It's a big deal.
You know? So I go in there, like, they have to be sedated at one point so they can ram a...
Tube down here, or up you or whatever.
So that's like my dad said that, my stepmom had that done, mm-hmm. and that he literally passed out in the doctor's office when they... What's it called?
Endoscopy.
Endoscopy.
Well, he went from behind. He passed out. The one from above, they always put you out for.
Yeah. No. But he just watching my stepmom have it done.
Oh, I see. Out. Oh, your dad is a lightweight. Wow. No wonder he freaks out about all this stuff.
And he said that it would probably be great footage. You know, I'm really like...
That's a good point. Maybe you can make a Jackass piece out of it.
I mean, I don't know how Jackass it is, but I just think that it's notable for me to go in there and say that I feel like I'm in pretty good health.
Do you know, Discovery Health Channel, I did a colonoscopy on film.
That's the one up the butt.
That's one up the butt. I did it about 6 weeks ago.
And now, do people complain about that being uncomfortable?
Yes, it was uncomfortable. It was my third one.
Oh,
okay. I really enjoy them.
Isn't that just like a kind of an enema?
No.
It's a 9 foot.
It's a 9 foot tube about the size
what?
Of your thumb. Yeah, and it's a fiber optic telescope basically, and
oh,
you
man.
Go.
Now the thing is, like the pain of these procedures aside, I like what's creepy.
You're asleep. You'll be fine.
Oh, I'll be asleep
that one. Yeah.
Okay. What's creepy is just the prospect of sitting down in a doctor's office saying, "I want to know everything that's wrong with me." I mean,
that's hard for men to do that, especially.
It is, you know. I mean, like, there's this mentality that, like, it, you know,
I'm invincible.
Don't ask a question that there's no such thing as a good answer to.
Right,
you know?
Right. I don't want to know.
Yeah, like.
No, I mean, here's the part you're gonna find. You're gonna find a little airway obstruction from your smoking.
Wow.
You're gonna find a little bit of liver stuff from whatever else you're doing. You're gonna find the treadmill test. Your endoscopy is gonna be negative. And that's gonna be that. And they're gonna
I've been so good about just getting absolutely drunk lately. I mean, for years. but the hard drugs, like, you know, I've been really good about steering clear of them, you know.
Instead, just rap about them.
Yeah.
Alex, what's happening?
I never smoked crack in my life.
All right. Alex, what's up there? Hey.
Yes?
Yeah, what's up,
baby?
Yeah,
you called the radio station. Would you like to talk to us?
Oh, grumpy Dr. Drew. Yeah, what do you got, babe?
Well, I have a boyfriend. And my best friend, well, I'm suspecting that they're having sex.
Who, your boyfriend and who?
My best friend.
Oh, it always is, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
There's this chick I really dig whose best friend humped her boyfriend, and that's why she's available. Yeah.
I'm available.
Alex, what makes you think this is happening? I'm sorry.
Well, he never has sex with me anymore. And, like, whenever I'm not around, he's always hanging out with her.
That's not good. But usually when guys are cheating, they start doubling down. They get on their best behavior. Unless this relationship is really just kind of winding down, which,
you know,
if it is, let it
guys,
go.
When guys cheat, what happens is they become the jealous, possessive, overbearing guy.
They become convinced that the partner could be doing what he's doing.
Yeah, like, exactly. I mean, a guy who's not cheating on his girl is laid back, you know, trusting. And then as soon as he cheats, then all of a sudden he's overbearing and possessive and jealous.
That's very true.
I'd say that's going to be your most surefire sign that he is cheating on you.
Right, but it does sound like that relationship's kind of winding down a little bit. Come on, let's go.
Brett, my God! Remember when we were at the penthouse mansion in New York?
Yeah.
And I introduced you to my girlfriend at the time, the Victoria's Secret model.
Yes.
Did you hear what happened?
No.
She got arrested. For beating up a flight attendant on a flight from Amsterdam to Miami.
Ooh, was she high or something?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I honestly don't. I haven't seen her in so long. But I hope
that's where I was begging Mila Kunis to let me be a Family Guy voice. She pulled it off for me.
But in any case, she's from Denmark, and now like she got held up in Miami Dade County Jail, and then they moved her to federal immigration holding.
Oh, my God.
And then now they've sent her back to where she came to in Amsterdam, and now she's not allowed reentry in the U.S.
Wow, that's heavy.
Yeah, big-time fashion model.
Jeez.
I mean, I don't know. It's just that you met her, and that, like, that's all I'm
She seemed very nice.
She is.
Packs a punch, I guess. Brett, what's up?
What's happening?
Hey, Brett. Hey, what's up there?
Hey, I was driving around last night, just got done having a nice dinner. And then I heard you talking about the 35-year-old, or the girl called in. She has a 35-year-old boyfriend, and she was 19. And my date happened to be 19, and I was 35. And Dr. Drew, I'm a long-time listener, and I go, oh, no, here he goes. He's going to bag. And next thing you know, you're all, there's 35-year-old guys, and they like 19-year-old girls.
No, he was talking about an 18-year-old guy.
No, I was bagging. I was bagging a little bit last night on 35.
Oh, last night. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, it's legal, you know.
No, I know. And it just
I was going to say congratulations to the dude.
I'll go out to dinner every once in a while, and guys will come up, oh, is this your daughter? It's like, hey, if I can still pull the 19-year-old, give me a little credit.
Oh, man. I'll hang out with Val Kilmer, and he'll have two dates whose combined age is younger than him.
Oh, my.
He's the man.
We understand that what your priorities are so vastly different than the 19-year-old's, and the 19-year-old does not have any idea what's going on. So you're really exploiting that person. And if that doesn't bother you, enjoy.
Yeah, but let's say if it was a 35-year-old woman and a 19-year-old male, then the 19-year-old would be exploiting the 35-year-old female because she's going to be wanting to get married and tie down.
Sometimes, but more often than not, again, even when I've dealt with 35-year-old female with 19-year-old guy, the 35-year-old female has just come off an abusive relationship. This is the way it always, 90% of the time, this is the way it boils down. She's just come off of a long-term abusive relationship. She doesn't want a relationship. She wants a boy toy. The guy means nothing to her, and he's kind of okay with that. But it's explicit. He means nothing. And then eventually somebody kind of develops some feelings, and then it's a whole mess.
Yeah.
So, you know, with your case, Brett, look, the way you talk about it is these aren't girls. These are objects. If that were my daughter, I'd be so angry.
Oh, and believe me,
he's just mad anyway.
I've had upset fathers over the years, too, believe me.
Yeah, and because the girls, it's to protect the girls. I don't care if you want to date somebody young, that's fine. That's up to you. They're adults, but get it mid 20s at least, so somebody who's sort of understands the landscape a little bit.
You got it. I want to let you know, I've listened to you for years. This is my first time ever calling in. I'm a huge fan.
Where are you calling from?
San Francisco area, North San Jose. Just on my way back from the Sharks. They won the playoff game tonight. Faithfully listen to you every single night, and
well, I support you. I just want you to just shift it up a couple of years.
Are you with the 19-year-old right now?
No. I went with some friends to the hockey game tonight, so she's at home. But it was so funny last night because I knew right when you guys talked.
Did you turn the radio off so she couldn't hear it?
I tell her, I looked at her and I go, he's gonna bag on me. Watch. There he was.
Oh, I'm glad I'm so predictable.
Yeah.
All right, Brett, thanks for the call, buddy.
No problem.
Well, you know what? Take care. Dude.
What?
I just wanted to know if he nailed her.
Brett?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I've just got to
I did that. Yeah, I just had to do that.
Wave of nausea.
I had to do that for my family.
All right. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. We're going to talk to Rose. Here you go. Here's Rose for you, Steve. You can read what it says on the board here. We're going to break. Hang on a sec.
Yeah.
What, that one?
I was going to say it's Natalie. It's absolutely true.
What's Natalie? Heard cocaine abuse is a laxative, right? And then Rose, want to read that one?
Okay, it has boobs that are inside. Wow. Huh. I'd have to give her a physical myself.
All right, fair enough. We're going to talk to Rose when we get back. To Steve-O, Dr. Drew, we'll take a break. Be right back. That's right. It's Loveline 1-800-LOVE-191. Steve, are you okay? A little coy look as you came in.
No. I was just saying, God, my timing's so good.
It is. Remarkable. He sets down. Anderson gives us a little countdown going into the show. 3, 2, 1. That's when Steve-O's ass hits the seat. Right then.
Yeah. And we've got some great calls right
now. We do. Talk to your favorite. Rose. Rose, what's happening?
Hi.
Hey there. You're on with Steve-O.
Hi, I love you, Steve. You're so cool.
Thank you, baby. After reading all these mean things people were writing about me on the internet.
Yeah.
Even though they spelled my name right.
This is going to sound really bogus, but it's so true. I'm 14 turning 15 in the next couple months, and I'm a 40E.
40E.
Oh, okay, 40E.
Are you kind of heavy overall?
Yeah, but some people say it's not that bad, but I find myself to be, like, morbidly obese.
How much do you weigh?
Like 230. But I'm also 6'1".
Oh, my goodness. At 14. 6'1", 240.
So now you're going to have your boobs reduced? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know. I mean, the thing, like, I think proportionality is the key. A man can let a lot of things slide as long as the boobs are big enough.
I also think you ought to focus on health. And you're not morbidly obese as you sort of think of yourself, but you are perhaps unhealthy, and you could stand to lose 60 pounds, something like that, and let's see what happens.
And my friends are like, you don't even look that fat, and I'm like, no, you guys are lying to me. And they're like, your boobs look way too big, but you don't look that fat.
Well, and then if you lose a little bit of weight and keep the
they
boobs
may go
just
down.
Big.
Right, they may go down a little bit.
I mean, what's wrong with big boobs over here?
I don't know. Steve-O's
lobbying for you to preserve what you've got.
Yeah. People say you're ugly, so I'm like, oh.
No.
Who said that?
My friend.
So you don't have a boyfriend?
I've had lots of them.
Oh, my. So lots of meaningful relationships, I assume.
Well, I had one guy, and he kind of proposed to me, but he was kind of high.
Oh,
high on what?
But, like, I've had, like, lots of screwed up stuff in relationships. Like, the last guy I dated was 22.
Well, and you're 14. I keep forgetting. Well,
so,
Rose, I here's the deal. You're way too young to consider a surgery. You ought to work on losing weight and exercising and all the things that enhance your health, and then see where you are.
Okay.
Slow down with the boys a little bit, please. Girls, we talk to a lot of women that have the large breasts, and they always say the same thing, which is the girls are jealous, they call me a slut, and the boys are, won't look at my face. They're busy looking at my chest. And it's got to feel bad. You'll one day see it as probably an asset that's a part of you that's good. Right now, at 14, 15, it's got to be hard to manage that.
Yeah, don't do anything. I mean,
don't think about cutting.
I mean, if you have a weight issue, then lose some weight, but and that people don't have diets to reduce their boob, right?
Well, they do. They're mostly fat there, and they will lose that as part of what they lose overall.
Yeah.
So they may go down quite a bit. Kelly, what's happening?
It's back pain that you want
to... Yeah. Kelly?
I just have to say that, Steve-O, you're really funny, and you're really good-looking, but when you open your mouth, it's repulsive. You're fine until you open your mouth. And living in a small town, I really think that you should do something that's good, show something good, because I see so many kids filming themselves doing the most ridiculous things.
What does that have to do with me opening my mouth?
Because they talk like you. They act like you. They dump into dumpsters and...
Yeah, but those are actions, not words, baby. I mean, if you're going to pick on me, at least know what you're talking about.
Well, some of the things that you say are repulsive.
Like what?
I can't even.
She doesn't even know what she's talking about. It's okay, baby. I've got pretty tough skin.
There you go. Keep moving. Let's see. This is Sierra. Sierra, what's happening?
Hi. I'm 18, and my boyfriend's 18, too, and I was just wondering if his penis is going to get any bigger.
Uh-oh. What's the problem?
Well, it's kind of small. I mean, he's proportionate. He's a pretty small guy.
What are we talking here?
His height or his penis?
No, no. He's like, how small, babe? Does he got a shotgun shell?
I want to say, like, 4 or 5 inches.
Well, 5 and 5, you know, is getting up towards normal. Guys can continue to grow until about 21, though. Has he already had his pubertal growth spurt? Is he sort of normal height?
He's really hairy, so I'm going to say yeah.
Okay. And, well, that's pretty much going to be him, I suspect. You may be a little difference here and there, but...
He might want to brush up on his cunnilingus skills.
Oh, no, he's good at that.
Okay, sweet, right, sweet.
Good. Excellent, good times. Are you in school now? Are you in school now?
Yeah, I am.
What school?
San Diego State.
San Diego State. All right, so a 4-year party for her. So, all right, anything else here?
No, that's it.
All right, thank you very much. This is Vanessa. What's up, Vanessa?
Hi. I'm a 20-year-old virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
Well, my question to you is, are guys willing to wait for virgins?
The right guy, maybe.
Wait for marriage, you mean?
Yeah, because I'm not sure. Initially, I wanted to wait till I got married.
Right.
And now I'm just kind of iffy about it. I guess maybe because my past relationship.
What happened?
Well, my first ex, I was with him for about 4 years. And we never had sex. And... he even proposed to me and everything, which I was way too young for that, now that I look back.
I thought you were going to tell me a bad story. This guy sounds like a good guy.
No, he was in the Army, and he lied to me about deployment and never left, and he just went on, like, a sex spree.
See, aren't you glad that you didn't hump that guy?
Yeah, well, I was in college, so, like, I didn't really know. We're about an hour away or so.
All right, so what is the question exactly?
I wanted to know whether guys will wait for me. Well, I, like, are there
you made it this far.
Willing to wait?
Yeah, I think there are. In fact, I've talked to a number of couples that waited until marriage, and they felt as though, and I've encountered this a few times across the country, where they feel like they really were able to create something special as a result. They don't feel that they were left out or that they wish they hadn't.
And another question is, because a lot of my friends say that I'm not going to, like, listen to them either because they're no experts, you know?
Yeah.
They say that if I wait, then what if he's not compatible in bed with me?
Yeah, I understand that's a question, but I've not seen that happen very much, interestingly, that the couples that I have spoken to a number that have waited, they never say things like that. They always feel like they've created something special and they're pleased with it.
Uh-huh. And compatibility is something that you can work towards regardless, right?
Right. You can sort of work that out. Exactly.
Yeah.
Amanda.
Yeah.
What's happening? Oh, Steve-O.
Hi.
Man, can you believe the way that girl picked on me and I'm all polite tonight?
I know. Well, I'm going to get some more upbeat calls. What's up, Amanda?
Okay, so this past weekend I had 55 orgasms in 2 days.
Oh, okay.
Atta girl.
Is that, like, unusual for girls to do that?
What, are you like, gloating over here? Yeah.
It's a special...
No, I was talking to my friends, and my friends are all, like, sexaholics, and it's never happened to them.
Yeah, that's a special breed. Basically, the way the female orgasm works is only a small percentage of women are able to have multiple orgasms the way you're describing.
Yeah.
That's a small number.
I remember a story that you told me. Damn.
What's that? that the reality is that women like you tend to orgasm easily with intercourse, tend to not like direct clitoral stimulation, don't like oral sex, but can have lots of orgasms with intercourse.
Yeah.
And there's no refractoriness. It's one right after the other.
Yeah.
And while over 50% of women cannot have an orgasm with intercourse and can only do so with oral sex, which is the exact opposite extreme of you, but you represent a very, very small percentage of how women function biologically. And this is something that's genetically set up. I can't switch Amanda to the majority, nor can the majority be rendered into an Amanda.
Now, I know we've been through this before, but now these multiple orgasms, which I'm so skeptical about, It's like when you're on an airplane and the airplane dips, right? There's no beginning, middle, and end.
Yeah.
Like, these aren't orgasms, are they?
No, they are. But they're you want them not to be.
I would actually.
But it is a different biology than the one big one that men are used to.
Guys always think they're lucky because they don't have to deal with menstruation. For 55 orgasms in 2 days, I think I can handle being on the rag.
And the problem with the girls.
My boyfriend, he went like four times, like right after another, and I just thought it was unusual because.
A 19-year-old guy can have.
Yeah, again, but right after another.
Well,
like
they can have sequential. They need a few minutes in between, while you need only seconds in between.
When I was 17, I ejaculated twice into one condom.
Nice. Oh, wow.
I had the girl on top, you know?
Yes.
And so I was able to sort of...
Not a great idea, because usually it'll slip off in between
there.
Yeah,
a little bit, well, I was 17.
I know, I'm just saying. So,
how'd she know she came 55 times, I wonder?
Yeah, I don't know. Tommy Lee claimed to have done it 30 times in 24 hours.
Himself?
Well, he counted, but 55 for a girl to count?
Yeah.
Did you count?
The first night was 12 times, and then, like, the rest were just the second night, and it was amazing.
It seems like you'd like skip roping, you know, like one.
Do you have one of those counters like the umpires have?
Flicker thing?
Yeah. No.
I'm sorry.
All right, it's fine, man. One of the problems girls like Amanda have, women like Amanda have, is that they don't know when they're done. They go till exhaustion, basically.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Right? Is that how you decide when you're finished?
Are you a gusher?
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
55 gushes.
you don't gush every time though. Amanda.
Yeah, it was good. So I just wanted to share that.
But now, kind of like with Tommy Lee, you got to figure nothing's coming out on the 30th round.
Right.
So her gushing capabilities are probably...
Right. She'd turn inside out or something after that. So. All right, that's Steve-O. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Dr. Drew. This is Loveline. We're going to take a little break and be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. Steve-O's making a wish.
Yeah. I'm picturing the guy with the 7-hour boner, and he's just like, man, I've had this boner for 7 hours, and I just wish it would go away forever.
Priapism.
That's
what happens. Hey, excuse me, Michelle, what's happening?
Oh, hi. Okay, I'm seeing this guy, and we'll be sleeping, and like in the middle of the night, he'll just start masturbating, like next
day. Attaboy.
In bed.
Happens to me all the time.
The Steve-O technique.
I don't know. Is that weird or is that normal? Because I don't understand why you wouldn't get up and go to the bathroom.
Nah, because he needs you to inspire him, babe. I mean, like, you know.
Are you having sex normally with him? I mean, frequently?
Yeah.
Is he groping you while he does it, or is he trying to be sneaky about it?
I think he's trying to be sneaky because I think he thinks I'm asleep.
That's for jail, babe.
Is it possible he's asleep?
He's like half asleep, so like
he's doing some sleep tugging.
But I've approached him about it because, you know, it freaks me out a little bit, and I told him, I'm like, okay, did you know that you do this? And he's like, well, if you say I do, then I guess I do. So
it's possible. It's possible he's doing it in his sleep, but doesn't know it. It's possible.
But he does know he does.
Is that what happens during wet dreams?
And
sometimes.
Like
actually, sometimes.
Like at first he's half asleep, but then he wakes up, kind of. So. Maybe
does he finish himself off once he wakes up?
What's that?
Once he wakes up, does he finish himself off, or is he all embarrassed?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, well, then, what are you player hating on him?
It feels a little bit, it also feels a little bit aggressive towards you. Does he complain that you're not having sex frequently enough?
No, because even sometimes, like, we'll have sex, and, like, maybe if he doesn't get off or something, like, he'll think I'm asleep, and then in the middle of the night, he'll do that.
Well, why doesn't he get... Well, what's happening there where he's not getting off? That's kind of a problem, isn't it?
I don't know. He doesn't not all the time not get off, but sometimes he does.
Sometimes you just got to pull out and rip off the rubber and just tug your own dong.
And, like, sometimes even if he does, he'll still... We're not doing anything that night. Like I said, he'll just wake up, and he thinks I'm sleeping, but I'll just lay there, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's... doing that, and I don't say anything.
You keep repeating the same thing, Michelle, over and over. What do you want from us? What can we do
Somebody
for you?
Once said that sex is great, but it's not as good as the real thing. I forget
right.
who it was.
I don't know if he's, like, just some kind of freak or if that's, like, something that guys do.
I don't know why it bothers you. It's your boyfriend, right?
I think it's a little weird. It's a little weird.
It shouldn't bother her the way it does.
It's weird that he either A, doesn't include her in it, or he doesn't completely, totally exclude her. In other words, he should be doing this in secrecy or with her. It seems like there's some level of dissatisfaction with the sexuality in this relationship.
I know.
And the fact that he sort of secrets this is kind of weird, but does it in the same bed with her. It's kind of weird.
He's not thinking of Michelle when he's beating
her. The bottom line is this is not the routine behavior of a guy. That's not usual behavior. Michelle wants to know, do you guys do this? No, guys don't usually do this. But it's not over the top. I know Steve-O does. But you do it out in the open, though.
Yeah, big time.
Jackie, what's up?
Hey. So I just started having sex with this guy, and he's got his dick pierced in a few places.
A few places?
Like, afterwards, like, for the...
Hang on. I just want to say that I just witnessed Steve-O turning gray. Just the idea of a few pierces.
Just signing up for an open sore on your penis is just not my...
We had a guy call the other night that got a bacterial infection on the piercing, and then it ate through the penis, and he lost the penis.
Had to have it surgically taken off,
and the whole pelvic area is just exonerated.
I mean, like, even I'm the guy who staples his nutsack to his leg, but, I mean, I steer clear of the shaft.
But the point is, these are not trivial procedures. You can have severe reactions to it. So what's up?
Okay. Well, I was just wondering, because afterwards, like, I was having some discomfort, like, really bad cramping that I've never had before, and I was wondering if that could be from them. If he wasn't healed up, right?
Did he have a condom on?
No.
What are the piercings?
He's got a few Jacob's Ladders, and then he's got a Prince Albert.
Jacob's Ladders? I've never even heard of that.
What's a Jacob's Ladder and what else?
Walk us through the Jacob's Ladder. What is it?
He's got the Prince Albert, the reverse Prince Albert.
Reverse Prince Albert? I mean, up top?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he had one down around, like, the bottom of the head that went through the shaft, like, all the way through the middle.
Ah, man. Okay, so now, like, is there any such thing as a girl who's turned on by that?
I actually am.
Man.
Surprisingly enough.
And so now, here's the deal. Let me guess. Like, the guy gets these outlandish piercings, and then he's got, like, open sores that are not healed at all, and you guys are just having sex.
They are healed. He's had them for a few years.
So he did not wear a condom, or he did wear a condom?
No,
he's not wearing a condom, but the piercings are years old.
Well, obviously...
It was one of those flint-of-the-moment, hey, and got a little frisky, so...
I mean, I don't know, like...
Wait, Jackie, you expect us to be proud of that on your behalf. So you're exposing yourself to STDs and pregnancy, and that's like, isn't that fun?
I don't expect you to be proud.
So here's the deal. The guy has got hardware hanging off his dong. It can scrape up your insides pretty good. So there you go. You had a bunch of hardware and metal pressing into your cervix and potentially the wall of vagina, and it can irritate things, certainly.
Okay, would a condom help any with that?
Yes, a condom would certainly help that, but you have to get the reinforced kind, because with all that hardware, things can rip very easily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
I don't know. Like, you could argue that I mutilate my body for a living, but...
You could argue that, yeah. Yeah.
But I just can't deal with...
Together.
I don't know what I'm more afraid of, the guy who pierces his dong like that or the girl who's turned on by it.
Probably the same person.
Yeah, it's
pretty much.
Not to put you down, what you're into, you know, to each their own. But,
Steve would prefer to walk in hot coals and swim with sharks with meat attached to him. Well, okay, there you go. Thanks, Jackie. All right, let's see. You wanted to talk to this guy.
I wonder do you think I can email the link to this show to my family and not get crapped on? Probably not.
No, I think your family's into... Does your family not watch what you do? Because...
No, they do.
Maybe they don't. Maybe this is the only place we get to really hear you talk in detail and that freaks them out a little bit or something.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, you're right. Like, just like
because,
I said,
because,
I'm not.
Because you do a good job on this show. And they came down so hard on you. That means they don't really understand what you're doing here and what your role is. And so almost no matter what you say, it's triggering something in them.
I know. I came in here and I said, that's it. You know, that's it, Doc. No more. I'm not including my family and my love line experiences from now on.
But you're tempted to give them this one.
I'm tempted to, because I think
it'd be interesting to see what they think, because I... Because you add a rhythm and you add an energy, and that's your job here the way you do this.
Yeah, and I mean, the biggest thing that come down to me for is my interrupting.
Which tonight you didn't do.
I know. I really have been pretty good about it. But now you're saying that you missed the...
So
I
missed a little bit of it. The first hour. First hour. Second hour, stepped it up a bit.
All right, cool.
And you wanted to talk to Natalie. Here's Natalie. Natalie, what's up?
I just have a question. One of my friends mentioned that cocaine sometimes has the same effect as a laxative.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if that was true.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, if a laxative is what you're working for...
There are better ones out there.
Yeah, if you're looking for a laxative, then becoming a cokehead isn't really the best way
I've actually heard it can be constipating some people, too.
I'm not looking for a laxative. I thought it was really bizarre, and I just, out of morbid curiosity, just wanted to know if that was true.
Yeah, I can confirm that. I had quite the career in snorting cocaine. And the first time I was ever here promoting Jackass the movie... I wasn't so timely on, coming back from the commercial. It'd be like we'd be back in there for 10 minutes, and I'd come, and I really, all jokes aside, even though I write rap songs about smoking crack cocaine, I just can't be more...
This is for your sister and dad, let's face it.
Well, no, it's not. Like I'd be doing cocaine if I honestly just, I'm really glad to have left that behind.
Very dangerous drug. Very dangerous. Yes, it can screw with your bowel function. It's a stimulant, so it can incite some peristaltic activity and things can come through.
Or the first,
constipating, too.
If you're doing cocaine, the first line of cocaine that you do, it virtually sends you straight to the bathroom and, yes, acts as a laxative immediately. Then when you've been doing it for like 2 or 3 days and you're still doing it, you don't have to poop anymore.
That will take a breakthrough right back. There you go, another love line in the can. Thank you, Steve-O, for joining us, and he'll be back with us again tomorrow night.
I'm going to try to be a little bit less reserved.
And that strikes fear into my heart and hopefully all our listeners as well.
Yeah. So, I'm not even going to let my parents or my family listen to this.
You might spoil them?
I really don't think so because I don't think they're going to see any improvement. I'm leaving them out of it.
Or maybe just send it to them.
Does your mother know the kind of work that you do?
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow, man.
Good night.
And looking forward to it. Hell yeah.
And stay well.
Andrew, why is it that when you rub your balls while you're jerking off that it feels so much better?
I haven't noticed that.